I think that reviewing and going over them daily is very important. When I was a young teacher, I kind of made the mistake of, I taught my rules, now let's go. And then a few months into the year, I'm like, where's all this behavior coming from? And so I learned after a while that to keep these at the front of our mind and for kids really to understand what they are, that we have to go over them over and over and over again. And sometimes you start to feel like, I have said this 4,000 times. How do they not know this at this point? But then you realize when you stop giving those reminders that it's just not something they're thinking about on a regular basis. So reviewing them daily from the day you start school to the end of the year is really important for these kids. In pre-K, we teach our letters, our numbers, our shapes, our colors, and we do it very systematically because these are things that kids need to know. We need to teach behavior just as systematically. A lot of times we just think kids understand. They understand what they're supposed to do. Everybody knows you come to circle time and you sit and you're supposed to listen to your teacher. But what we found is that kids don't always know, and that's when we start to see challenging behaviors. We need to be really systematic about teaching these things also. Teaching these rules and expectations is just as important as teaching academic skills. I like to think about it in the same way so that I have a way that I introduce these skills in large group activities that everybody is kind of learning what the behaviors are. And then we give kids chances to practice following the rules or what the rules look like or knowing what these rules are throughout the day. Then we can move on to supporting them, maintaining and generalizing these behaviors. Some ways that we do that, let's see, we have lots of large group games that we develop about what should our classroom rules be. We want to involve kids in developing these. As a teacher, we definitely display ourselves as an authority figure, but we want to get their buy-in. And so we want to talk with them about why are we having these rules and what makes it important. In my class, we do a lot of role-playing around behavior expectations. I've started to use puppets lately, which I think is really engaging for the kids. We play out different scenarios of our behavior and what happens when we're using things that are rules and aren't rules. We have developed a social story in my class that we kind of use to introduce the rules. And in the story, we put pictures of the kids following each rule. So this is what it looks like when we're using our walking feet. This is what it looks like when we're using our gentle touches. This is what it looks like when we're using nice words. That goes in the book center and they get to read it throughout the day. And they love seeing pictures of themselves following the rules. We created a rule song in our classroom. Music is a really engaging way to teach new things to kids sometimes and then to be able to review it over and over again. We developed a song that we sing every day in circle time that goes over what each rule expectation is so that they can have that reminder on a daily basis. We also like to practice a lot of examples and non-examples of what the rules are. Those are some sort of structured things that we do. It's really important throughout the day to be recognizing these things when they're happening, both when the kids are participating and following the rules, but then also if you see a child who's not using a rule, to be able to go and have a conversation about that. Remember, we use our gentle touches. Why is it important to use our gentle touches and what happens when we don't? Kind of throughout the day on an ongoing basis.